Good morning, the Exotic Set. This is Kiri speaking. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Yeah. 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 No, understandable. Do you know if any X-rays or anything were taken, or was it just the ultrasound? Yeah. 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 I guess the first point of call, if you were to come here, would be an assessment with the vet. They more than likely will want to do an X-ray just to see if there is definitely a calcium stone that might be there that could be causing a blockage. From those results, they will then talk to you in regards to treatment plans, whether it is a conservative treatment plan with fluids, pain relief, medications, or whether it is definitely a surgical intervention. That's something the vet will have to discuss with you, but that's basically where you would be at. Cost-wise, the consult itself is 179. Depending if you've still got pain relief and stuff from Albany Creek, I'd get you to bring all that along with you. So if we do need to continue on with that, you've already got it. There won't be a charge, obviously, there. If we need to go to X-rays, you are looking at a couple of hundred dollars for X-rays. Like, if they just want to just confirm if it is a calcium stone, which generally comes up, what we say radiopaque on the X-rays, they may be able just to do a conscious X-ray. If they're needing to go to the point of knowing exactly where it's located, how many, if there's multiple stones, if that is the case, they may need to do an anaesthetized X-ray just to get him in a perfect position to for us to work out exactly where this stone, if it is a stone, is in the body there, the urethra and things like that. The doctor would, from initial assessment, would do a plan and give you all the estimates, and that's where you would choose which direction you want to go in regards to the treatment plan. Sometimes they do need to, there's no other way to go but go in, but sometimes they can do conservatively and hopefully they do pass it on their own. It just depends on the size and the location of that stone as to whether or not they can go conservatively or whether or not it is definitely an intervention. Generally, yeah. I have seen, like, obviously, this can be quite a common problem with guinea pigs. And I have seen some guinea pigs pass them on their own with obviously pain relief and things like that. But sometimes it is the size of the stone just will limit the fact of them being able to pass it themselves. But that's obviously a veterinary call, and that's when they will talk to you about that. I can't obviously give you the outcome of what will go ahead, but they will be able to give you, if it is a surgical intervention, an estimate for that to go ahead and have that done. But initially, I guess, consult with, and if we're looking at potentially just a conscious x-ray, it just depends on how many views they need to do, but just the x-ray itself, I'm just getting a cost here for you, bear with me. The initial x-ray is $270, and if they need an additional image, that will be $135 on top of the consultation, plus or minus pain relief, depending if you've got that already. Yeah, definitely. I guess they also would need to work out whether or not there is actually a urinary tract infection as well. So potential antibiotics might be required as well with a urinal. Yeah, that's what we would do, is get the records sent over so that we know, first of all, what has been done treatment-wise and what medications potentially you would have as well ongoing. But, yeah, that's what we would do initially if you do decide to come here. We would get you to get the history sent over prior to your appointment so the vet can have a look and have a read of what the treatment plan they've done and know potentially where to go from here, so you're not doubling up. Like if there were x-rays were taken, then we'd get those x-rays sent over so that we don't need to potentially do more x-rays depending on when they were taken. But you said they haven't had x-rays, so yeah. Yep. Certainly. Not a problem. Yeah, so obviously time is of an essence too with this, just so you're aware. Obviously, if there is potential blockages and things like that, they can run risk of kidney issues and stuff starting. But we want to definitively find out, is it definitely a stone first, or is it just a really bad urinary tract infection? Or whatever. But if they've done ultrasounds and have seen some form of blockage or calcification or something like that, then we have an idea of where to go. But yeah, we'd start from the bottom and just do an initial examination and then potentially admit to do x-rays and things like that. So if you were thinking of coming in, ideally like this morning, like if you have an afternoon appointment, it limits our time of being able to do a workup prior to closure here. So yeah, if you are looking at coming over, obviously earlier the better is what I'm trying to say. Okay. Yeah, we're open till 5. Yep, we do at this stage do still have appointments available tomorrow morning. So we could definitely organise something there for you if that's what you guys choose to do. Not a problem. All the best. Okay, talk to you then. Yeah. Okay, thank you so much. Okay, talk to you then. Bye-bye.